I'm just going to be pleased to introduce my two guests here today. Since I am the parent of a junior paleontologist, 7-year-old Fad, I'd like to introduce Allie here and her teacher, Suzanne. Allie is a junior paleontologist, and they both have a story they'd like to share with you.
Thank you, Ted. Well, an interesting thing happened when I was teaching fossils and dinosaurs in my class this year. One of my students came up and said, we found a skeleton in my dad's creek. And we called some people from the museum, and they said that it was something, but I don't remember what it was. And the next day, her mom brought in the information for us, and it was a mosasaur. And the museum had said that they didn't want it, but they would come out and help us dig it up. And Allie had written me a note that said that she would really like to go on the dig with me because she's interested in being a paleontologist.
Yes.
So I said, all right, well, I'll make sure you go. And so she did. And we had a great experience. And here you can see some of the pictures that we took. In this first picture, some of the students are using some little awls and things like that to dig around a vertebra. We didn't manage to get that one out. We cracked it. The rock was just too hard. And then in the second picture, we're using a rock saw. Allie, you want to tell us about the rock saw?
We had to use a rock saw because the rock above the skeleton was too hard for us to break it with hammers and chisels, so he had to use the rock saw.
That was very noisy and very dirty, right?
But it was fun, right? Yes.
And then in the next picture, they're just working away, trying to chisel out some of the rock that's been sawed loose. And you can see there's a board there covering where the mosasaur was. And we did manage to get the skull out, and it's going to be prepped for our school to put on display. Now, Allie got a special treat because she found something really neat when we did finally get down into the bones. Allie, would you like to show us what you found?
I was looking at the rocks that they had broken away, and I picked this little piece up, and I asked Mr. Tudor what it was, and he said that it was a tip of a tiger shark's tooth.
And why did he think it was there?
Because he thought that it was gnawing on the mosasaur.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He thought that was his dinner. Maybe. So he let her keep that, and that was really exciting for us all. In this next picture, you can see more of the kids pounding and chiseling. They found out that paleontology is very hard work and very dirty. We were all covered with dust. And then I think the last picture is just where we're kind of clearing out some of the rock that they've chiseled away. We had to carry a whole lot of rock just to get that skull out. This was a pretty big animal. Allie, do you remember how big he said it was?
He said it would be about 25 feet long.
And he based that on the length of the skull and its proportion to the body. So it was pretty good size, and it was just laying down there in the creek bed. Allie, would you like to show us some of the other souvenirs you got?
This is a piece of the mosasaur's neck and other things, and it was chipped away from it that he used the rock saw on, and so I have to keep it.
Yeah. It was such a small piece, we didn't really have to have it, so it worked out real well for it. Now, when we were studying, I was able to share with my students a lot about the Lone Star Dinosaur Institute that I went on this summer with the Fort Worth Museum of Science and History. And so that turned out to really be a unique opportunity to have that experience and then get to go and have our very own dig. So we really had a lot of fun, and we'll be able to put our skull on display.
Let me just ask one more question here. What about the rest of the skeleton? I know you've got the skull out. One of y'all want to answer just where's the rest of the skeleton and what's going to happen to it?
Tell them about that, Allie. You want me to? Okay. The rest of the skeleton is still in the creek bed, and I guess it'll stay there because I don't think we can get it out. It's too hard a rock.
Yeah, it's in too big a rock, and it's be too much expense to get it out like that. Okay.
But we really enjoyed it.